great morning. What a great time God's given us here today. We praise him and thank him for his goodness to us. I don't know about you, but I can leave right now and say it's been good being in the house of God. Boy, God's met with us, and I praise him and thank him for it and rejoice in his blessings. Won't you turn today in the book of St. John, chapter number 8. John, chapter number 8. John chapter 8, and we'll start reading at verse number 30. Give you a moment to find that. Again, while you're looking, it's good to see all the folk who've come to be with us, but stand, please, while we read. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I say hallelujah for that. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be free? Pause there to say this. I wonder if they had forgot that they'd been down in Egypt's bondage. I wonder if they'd forgot that they were under Roman control right then. I wonder if they forgot. We sometimes forget those kind of things, but here they were. They were not sure what's wrong with this. We'll try that. But here they were, can we pick it up all right there? Here we were with, they were saying to Jesus that we were never in bondage to anybody. But they were. People sometimes are in bondage and don't know it. They're held in bondage and just not aware of it. But Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. If the Son shall make you free. Let's bow our heads just for a word of prayer. Then you may be seated. Father, we thank you for the day, Lord, for all the blessings of it. And we cannot help but to remember and say thank you for our forefathers have made it possible for us today to live in a land where we have the liberty to come to the house of God, the freedom to worship. And Father, I pray for our country. I realize, Lord, there's many things that are wrong, but I thank you we still have this freedom to come and to worship and adore you. I pray in Jesus' name now you have your way. Magnify yourself. Get all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. We'll thank you and praise you for what you do. I pray now, Father, you'd help us preach. We need a divine touch. We need the power of God. We need your help. And I pray you'd help us, Lord. And today, Lord, as we think right now, of people in this house that know not the Lord Jesus, or either they know Jesus and they let their lives get out of the place it ought to be, and they're not serving you like they should, I pray today, be the day the Holy Ghost bring conviction and draw them by your power. And I pray, God, for the preaching. Now you'd help me. I need you. Lord, I stand as a needful man. You said without me you can do nothing. And so I realize how much we need you. I ask you to help us in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Anthony, I'm going to, if that thing bounces again, I'm just going to use this microphone. If it starts banging again, we'll just switch microphones and stay right here and preach today. So it's one of those times we don't know for sure what's going on, but I'm trying to adjust something while I'm talking to you. But anyway, we'll see how it works. And if it starts out rattling again, we'll just change again. And God knows about all that. But I'm thinking today about free indeed. I'm thinking about real freedom. And I am so glad and I am so thankful that we do live in America. I've heard Brother Stennett Blue say many times as he prayed, thank God that I was born in America, lived in this land, and come to know Christ as my Savior. I heard him pray that prayer over and over, and I've thought about it so much, how true that is in all of our life. We ought to be thankful that we live, was born, and came up in a land where we have the liberty. Some may not have been born in this land. Some here may have been born somewhere else. But I tell you, no country has had the gospel preached like America's had the gospel preached across the whole land. And I'm thankful I came up in the land where I could hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just think, you could have been born in some country where the gospel wasn't preached, where they worshiped an idol, where they bowed to a tree stump or a rock or something else and worshiped idols, but you were born in America and had the privilege to come up and hear the gospel and get saved. I say glory, hallelujah, I'm glad for America, amen. Now, our land today, and I'm not going to prolong this thing in politics and all that kind of stuff, but I'm telling you, we're heading down the wrong road, heading fast. But I'm glad we got a great God that's in control, and he'll let her go as far as he wants it to go, when he wants it to go, how he wants it to go. But he ultimately is in control, and God controls this thing. And I know we're headed for a world government. We're headed for a world country and all the currency and all that. I realize that fact. I know that. But I realize, too, the church of the living God is headed out of here. We're going home, be with Jesus one day. And maybe today, can you think of a better way to enjoy the 4th of July, Independence Day, than leave out of here and go home and be with Jesus? Amen. You talk about a barbecue. Forget the barbecue. Amen. We'll be having a time on the other side of glory, hey, enjoying the things of God and saying hallelujah and glory, hallelujah to him forever and forever. Bowing at the feet that loved us enough to give himself for us. I thank him and I praise him for it. Now, I'm not going to deal a whole lot with the country. I'm glad that we have a flag. I'm glad we have a country. I'm glad we, and again, I mentioned to you a lot of things I don't understand and what's happening, but it's going, many things not the way I want to see it go. I don't see it going as the Bible would have it to go. I don't see it going as the way our forefathers meant for it to go. But I do believe this, that God has everything right on schedule. I do know this today, to have real freedom, you'll have to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. You'll never have freedom outside of him. And that's for sure. Now notice, if you will, please, in verse number 31. And then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. If you continue in my word. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 4 says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, I didn't write the book. I just quoting it to you. I believe that's what, didn't God say that? He said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. I mentioned in Sunday school class this morning about the fact that some people starts out like shooting stars. Brother Walker said he heard me preach that one time on one of the messages he downloaded. He'd been listening to message every day, and I thank God that he's wanting to learn, and he's tuning in. I say, praise God. But that biz it may have, and I mentioned in a message about shooting star Christian, and some people, they, at least those that profess to be saved, they make a profession, they look real bright, they go real fast, then you can't find them. There's something wrong with that kind of profession. Amen. I believe when people really get saved, if Kyle really got saved and Gabby really got saved, they won't just shoot around for a while tonight after the wedding. They'll be around the years to come, days to come. Amen. They'll be, amen. I believe that. If you really come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he'll make a difference in your life. And this is just an introduction. I'm just getting ready. I'll preach in a minute. But verse number 32, look at what it says. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. And so he's the truth. He's all that. In John 17:17, Jesus is praying. He said, sanctify them through thy word, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I say hallelujah for the truth of the word of God. And we have that word to help us today. In 2 Corinthians 1:10, who delivered us from so great a death, and doeth deliver us, and whom he will yet deliver us. He has delivered us from the penalty of sin. He is now delivering us from the power of sin. He shall someday deliver us from the presence of sin. I say hallelujah, and that's a message in itself, but that be as it may, I'm glad, I praise God, I've been delivered from the penalty of sin. I want to say a little bit about that in a minute. I am now being delivered from the power of sin. I'm glad, because it's real. I didn't just make a profession. I got saved. I didn't just join the church. Jesus came in my heart. I didn't just turn over a new leaf. Thank God, as a new person born on the inside by the Holy Ghost of God, and made a real difference in my life. Amen. I'm glad for salvation. I know that I got. And then being delivered from the presence of sin. I mentioned about the coming of the Lord Jesus. He is coming back. He will come back. He said, if I go away, I will come again. He will come again. Did you know when Jesus came the first time, there was very few people looking for him? There wasn't many people paying any attention to the fact he was born that night. There wasn't many people looking for him to come. And they didn't think it was time for him. And they didn't think he'd come out and all that. But he promised to come, and he did come. And the Old Testament talked about his coming, born of a virgin. Talked about that fact of Bethlehem of Judea, and mentioned all that, but they missed it. And today Jesus said, I'm coming back, but a lot of folk really don't look for his coming. And not many people really looking. If people said they're looking for Jesus, said they were looking, then the house would be running over with people today. If they really look for Jesus to come. Now, let me try to preach for a few moments. I pray God will help me. I want to give you three things here quickly in a moment concerning this real freedom and what it's really all about, and three things that real freedom frees you from. And I pray today that God will help us as we try to look at this. God will do something for us. Give us something to help us. We need some help today, and I'm glad, and I heard fireworks going off last night. There'll be fireworks tonight and probably many places and tomorrow and all that. And that's all well and good in its place. But I want some fireworks to go off here this morning. I want something in this service to go off. That'll be real from God. The fire of heaven come and God burn in our hearts and let us know where he brought us from. And then you that are not saved, that God will do a convicting work in your heart. And you that may be saved now, the will of God, that God will get a hold of you. And you'll recognize today. I've been reminded today of how much a price was paid for my freedom in this country. I've been reminded today how blessed I am to be in America. I've been reminded today of all of that. But I pray today that God will remind us and stir our hearts about the fact that we are Christian people, saved, born again, live in a country. But thank God I'm going to a country. And fact is, I'm a citizen of another country. I have dual citizenship. I belong down here in America. I'm born in America. I'm a citizen of America. But I'm really a stranger and a pilgrim. I'm really an ambassador down here. I'm headed to another country. And that's my home country. I'm a witness for that country. I represent a king of that country. I'm trying to tell you down here in this country about that country and about that king over there. Amen. Our leadership down here may be messed up, but my leadership over there is right on. Hadn't missed a thing. Amen. Got it all in order. Everything's right. I don't have to worry and sweat about it. I simply know it's okay. I praise God. Boy, I'm glad I got another country, amen, and I'm from. Now, let me talk about let me give you three things quickly this morning, try to, as quickly as God will let me anyway. I am free indeed in Christ Jesus. If you continue my word, continue on. He said, if you're really saved, you'll keep on keeping on. And people not saved don't keep on keeping on. They quit. and they give it up. But God deals in their hearts, and they'll get back if they're really saved. If they get out of the will of God and get messed up, God may let them go for a while. How long, preacher? I don't know how long. But God, at his right time, will get to them or take them home, one or the other. Amen. You're welcome. I'm plugging that in. Now, first of all, we're free from the curse. Now, when I talk about the curse, I'm not talking about cussing. I'm talking about the curse. I'm talking about the God cursed this earth. God cursed Adam and Eve in that day. And that's why women have such pain-bearing children, is because of the curse of sin. And that's why weeds grow in the garden. That's why these thorns come up in the land. That's why we labor so hard in this world. It's because of the fact of the curse. And then the curse of death. But that's why death came, because of the curse. If there'd never been no sin, there'd never been a curse. There'd never been a death. There'd never been a thorn. There'd never been a weed. There'd never been no pain childbearing. There'd never been none of that. Hadn't there not been a curse? But I'm glad, praise God, I come to know Jesus Christ one day, and I'm free indeed. I'm free from the curse of death. Wherefore, death entered into the world. By one man, death entered the world, and death, sin by death, death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You say amen to that? Everybody sinned. You say, preacher, I never have sinned. I bet you lie about other things too. Amen. You have sinned. I've sinned. Even coming, the Bible said we come in this world, babies that sinning. Amen. You never have to teach a baby how to sin. They sin because it's their nature to sin. That little old fella lied to you, and you never taught them how to lie. You never set them down and say, has anybody here in this house ever set your child down and say, I'm going to teach you how to tell a lie? Anybody in this house ever have a child tell you a lie? Yeah, preacher, you don't even have to ask that question. We all know they do. You know why they do? Because it's their nature to do it. Because they have a sin nature come because of the curse. And then death came because of the curse. We have funerals when people pass away. I realize we that are saved are going to live forever in heaven. I realize being absent from the body, be present with the Lord. I realize all that. But physically, down here in this life, we have to go through the time of going through a grave if Jesus don't come soon and take us out of here. That time will come, but I'm glad, as far as death itself, the sting of death, I don't have to go through that. I'm glad Jesus has saved me and birthed me in the family of God. Why don't you turn back in Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22 and verse number 3. We're going to read three verses here. I want you to see this. We're talking about this curse of death. That, chapter 22 of Revelation, verse number 3. And there shall be no more curse. Hallelujah. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. I say hallelujah, still being under the death penalty. I've got life, eternal living in me, and shall live forever and forever. And going to a place where there be no night, it's going to be light forever. Never be in darkness. Thank God I'm out from under that curse. Amen. I'm free indeed. I'm free. And somebody said, I feel sorry for you Bible-believing people. You always have to watch this and watch that. Hey, I'm free. Praise God. I'm free. I'm free from the curse of death. I don't have to go to hell. I don't have to go through that burning fire. I don't have to go in a lake of fire and burn forever and forever. You say, preacher, do you really believe there's a literal burning hell? As much as I stand in this pulpit, I believe there's a literal burning hell. And people that know not Jesus Christ go to, if they don't get born in the family of God, they'll be lost and die without Christ and burn forever and forever. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm saved from the curse of the law. And that law came and is a curse. But Galatians 3:13, Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. He's made my curse for me and took my place at Calvary and paid my sin debt, Brother Jimmy, thank God, and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. I'm glad, praise God, he cried and said, it's finished. He finished the price, paid it in full so I could be saved.
and I'm free from that curse. I'm free from that curse of the law. And law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. I'm glad for that. I'm glad for that. I'm from the guilt and from the presence of the curse itself. We've been delivered. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation 21:4, God shall wipe all tears from our eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Be no more pain, former things are passed away. I say hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved today. I'm glad that I'm out from under the curse of sin, curse of the law, and the curse of being separated from God. I'm glad today I've been set free from that, aren't you? Amen. If a man was on death row and somehow he got a pardon and got set free, don't you think he'd come out of the prison house raising his hand and saying, I'm glad to be out? Don't you think he'd hug some folk up? Don't you think he'd say, I'm free? I'm free. I was going to death penalty, but I got pardoned. That's exactly what happened to me. I was going to hell. I was without God. But thank God Jesus came by and said, I'll take his place, I'll pay his price, I'll redeem him by my blood, and set him free. And God came in and set me free. Hallelujah, I'm free indeed. Because the Son, if the Son shall make you free, he shall be free indeed. And so we're free. But I'm free from the clutches. Also, the clutches of what, preacher? The clutches of sin. I'm free. And you see, these people here today, they're bound up in the clutches of sin. And I hear people all the time say, well, I can't quit drinking, or I can't quit cussing, or I can't quit off of these drugs I'm on, the cocaine or marijuana, whatever it is, and or this sex sin or the pornography or all that kind of stuff. Preach, you ought not to mention that. That's what the devil told me before I got up here. And people wrapped up in that kind of stuff today. But I'm telling you, I know one that can set you free. Hallelujah. He not only saved me, but he set me free from the clutches of sin. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free. Indeed, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. In 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I'm glad he, the Holy Spirit, lives within me, is greater than he that's in the world. And therefore, today I'm free from the clutches of sin. That maniac of Gardea, you remember him? And he's running. Now, if you read all about him, I mentioned him here the other day in preaching, and ran through the tombs naked and cried and screamed, and no man could tame him. They tried to chain him. They tried to do everything they could to help him, and they couldn't help him. But one day Jesus came by, and he got set free. And you know what happened? He got out of the clutches of the devil, and he got his clothes on. He sat down in his right mind at the feet of Jesus. I say it can't get any better than that. I say, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I say glory, hallelujah, free, free indeed. I praise God and thank God for that. How free it is. You remember when Lazarus came out of the tomb, he was bound up in grave clothes, and in that day they wrapped him up like, put him rigid like this and wrapped cloths around him and ointment and all that, or either down by their side, wrapped him up. And Jesus called him from the dead. He's still wrapped up in grave clothes. Now, can you see Lazarus walking down the road now saying, I'm alive. I'm alive, wrapped up in grave clothes and saying, I'm alive. Most folk would have looked at him and say, you may say you're alive, but you sure do look dead to me. And let me say to you today, a lot of people say they're saved, but they sure look dead because they're still wrapped up in sin. They're still wrapped up in the world. They're still wrapped up in that had them. And not, Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Set him free. I say, praise God, if you know Jesus indeed. He not only brought you out of the grave, the death, the sin, but he said, loose him and let him go. And in that day, those people around him loosed him. I believe he said to the devil, loose him and let him go. He's mine now. Amen. Aren't you glad you're saved today? and been set free. Free indeed. Thank God for the flag. Praise the Lord. But thank God for the cross of Calvary and what Jesus did for me and set me free. Free indeed. I'm free from the curse, but I'm free from the clutches of sin. And I'm trying to hurry. I realize getting late. But won't you turn in Romans with me? Romans chapter 6. I believe that's where I'm going. Romans chapter 6, yeah. Romans chapter 6 and verse 17 and 18. I want to read these two verses to you. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of the doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. He said you were the servants of sin, but then you got set free and became the servants of righteousness. I'd rather be a servant of righteousness. Amen. I'd rather be a bond slave to him. That's joy and peace, and being set free. That's free indeed. But let me just give you the third thing, and I'm going to try to bring it to a close here in a minute. I'm glad that if Jesus sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free from the curse, I'm free from the clutches of sin, but I'm free from the cares of this world. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I don't know about you, but I know about me. There's times that things become hard. There's valleys you go through. There's things happen you don't understand. These cares become heavy. But we don't have to be like that. We can cast our care upon Jesus. I've said sometimes in preaching, it's about that nail over there that the prophet talked about. Jesus is the nail, and a lot of times we come to him and hang our cares on him. But then we leave the altar, we pick him back up and take him home with us and go right on with our cares. But I'm glad I know one that cares for you. I know one that'll come in the dark of the night, one to be there when it looks like everything's bleak and everything's gone out and everything's gone haywire and everything's, nothing's right, but God come by. God says, peace be still. And there's a great calm comes in your life, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He does care for you. He wants to help you. Be careful for nothing. That's Philippians 4. That is, don't worry about anything. Be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth understanding, man shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Aren't you glad through Christ Jesus you can have that peace, that passive understanding, man? He wants to help you. He wants to help you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody's looking, just myself and God.